This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joe O, Sammy P with you, and wherever I'm doing a show, whether it be Bet Sweats here or on 670 The Score over the years at the start of the NBA season, always got to reach out to my guy, Rick Camp, and talk some NBA futures, some good numbers that you can grab right now. And I guarantee you, Sam, we'll be looking back in a month like, ah, Campy told us to get that at 40, and now it's 7. Campy told us to get that number at 25. Now he's the favorite in this specific awards market. Rick Camp joins us at Rick C. Camp over on X. He's got the I'm Fat podcast. You can check out Fat Stacks over there. He's got the info on his Twitter account. Rick, how'd you enjoy night number one? Was the nostalgia flowing with the NBA and NBC?
Oh, it absolutely was. And I think they did a good job of not leaning too far into it. It was kind of modernizing within that nostalgia structure that we had. I liked them in that open kind of making fun of the fact that all the guys in the league are too young to have, you know, really existed during the NBA on NBC era. I like that they leaned into that a good amount. And I just think I'm excited for it, for like NBC's actual broadcast, and also the fact that they clearly made a decision. We're focusing on the games. We're focusing on what's going on the court. And I really hope that that forces the other broadcast partners to step up their game in terms of type of coverage that they're giving. You know, It'd be really nice on any of the shows on ESPN to be able to have them actually talk about, you know, nuts and bolts of what's happening in the game. Maybe this Tim Legler thing that he seems to be doing with these coaches is a good first step. But, you know, I don't need Stephen A. and Perk yelling at everything. I want analysis of a game, and I feel like that's what we're going to get more often than not on these NBC broadcasts.
So you feel like the broadcast is exponentially better, question mark, across the board?
At least from the first night, I would say so. I think just like from a production standpoint, along with, you know, the type of content we were getting, like Mike Tirico is not my favorite, but I think he does a solid enough job. I think Jamal Crawford is going to be a very, very good game analyst. And I think that we're like Reggie not having as much studio space is probably a good thing. So you can get him in more short bursts in the middle of a game. So I like the way they have that structured, and, you know, I don't want to over-index one game, but or one night, but if nothing else, I think they're on the right track with how they're going about it.
Let's start with the title odds. Of course, the Thunder is your favorite. They had a ring night last night. And we saw what happened there. They don't cover the number. And we've got the Nuggets as a second favorite. Cavs. Okay, now we get to the Eastern Conference third. Knicks fourth. Rockets / Minnesota Timberwolves 16-1 about as your fifth favorite. We had Noops on the other day. He could not stop talking about how much value he sees on the Denver Nuggets. Kept going on and on about it. You've been good at it over the years. What's your pick for this season?
I was feeling so good about getting on the Nuggets early in the off season, and now everybody is on the Nuggets, and I'm worried. Because, now mind you, should the Thunder be the favorites? Absolutely. But I do like how the Nuggets have gone about trying to focus on depth a little bit more this off season. You know, Tim Hardaway Jr., Bruce Brown, Jonas Valanciunas, those are guys that, yeah, are they closer to the end than not? Sure. But when you're in the window right now with Nikola Jokic, that's what you have to do. And they also have guys that still have some ceiling to be able to raise what this team can be. Could that be Christian Brown maybe getting a little more consistent on his shot, being willing to take more threes, or just the different elements that Cam Johnson can give them versus what Michael Porter Jr. was? Cam Johnson, a little bit better off the bounce, and like he's going to be a little better defensively. He's not good, but he's going to be a little better defensively than Porter in a different style. He's not going to be a guy that can give you any sort of like backline rim protection or anything, but he can be another guy to at least slow down someone who's got the ball at the point of attack a little bit. That's going to be Christian Brown's job, but I think he gives them more versatility offensively with that depth, having guys like Peyton Watson, who's going to be playing for a contract, who's going to be an important guy off their bench. Maybe a guy like Julian Strother is able to be mixed in as opposed to being relied on. So if you're in a spot where you just need some buckets, that's a guy that can go in there and get you some buckets and not do a whole lot else. It just gives Adelman a little more versatility to curtail what they're doing to each individual matchup, as opposed to here are the eight guys we got and we just have to hold on for dear life. And I'm hoping that with this depth, they're able to maybe play Jokic a few fewer minutes, or maybe give him a night off here and there, so that maybe the regular season performance isn't quite as high as it's been for someone like Jokic, but as a team, they're more ready for the playoffs. And with Jamal Murray looking good coming into the season and in shape and not having to rehab anything, I'm excited for what this team can be as the primary challenger to the Thunder, not just in the West, but for the title overall.
And yet we still expect the Thunder to win. It's crazy how the numbers work and how our brains decipher the information, because a month ago, the Thunder were plus 270 at BetMGM. And if you were to ask somebody, they would say, oh, you can't bet that. You can't bet 270. Okay. Watch it be 185 by Christmas. Watch it be 150 by Valentine's Day. You can still do this. Let's talk about this bet. I understand we don't like betting favorites here, but the Thunder to win the NBA title and the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl is 20-1 right now at BetMGM. Who blows that one up, Joe?
Thunder.
How? Massive injuries?
Yeah. Yeah, it could happen.
Can't be an iffy matchup for them, too.
That matchup, like, if you just think, even if it gets to, like, Western Conference Finals, Thunder Nuggets – like, Jokic is a weird matchup for them. I mean, considering what the Nuggets were by the time that series was happening last year, pushing them to the brink, like, Denver's not the easiest matchup for the Thunder in that regard. Jokic just does not turn the ball over that much, and he's not a guy that's going to get sped up. Like, you saw yesterday with these, you know, the Thunder having to do kind of point guard by committee stuff. The Thunder defense was able to speed them up, and you were seeing turnovers from Şengün and Durant and Amen Thompson. And that's going to happen against a lot of teams, but when it's Jokic running the show and Jamal Murray to a certain extent too, those guys play at their own speed, and they're not going to be rushed quite as much by what the defense is doing. They like to dictate more than, like, one of the genius things that the Thunder do is they're able to dictate terms defensively to a lot of teams. And that's tough to do in this NBA environment. So I just think that the Nuggets are a harder matchup for them compared to a lot of the other teams that they could be facing.
Campy, what's the team in the East?
I don't think it's going to be anything earth-shattering in terms of who makes it out of the East. I think it's going to be one of your top three, probably. Cleveland, New York, Orlando. I do like Orlando. Like, the way I played it in terms of trying to think of a finals matchup was basically the day the Cam Johnson trade happened, I'm like, okay, I want Denver over whoever in the East, because I just don't trust these East teams to win against Oklahoma City or Denver, who I really think have a high probability to be the teams coming out of the West. So I started just doing exactas, Denver over Cleveland, Denver over New York, Denver over Orlando, and trying to get a little bit of extra value that way. I can't wait to see what the magic are going to be with Desmond Bane giving just a little bit more space for Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Even if Franz can't shoot that much better than last year, hoping that Paolo can score just a little bit more efficiently and Bane being able to give them any sort of shooting would be great. Jalen Suggs, when he gets back, gives them a great defensive element and another guy who can at least handle the ball in a secondary role. And they're a very good defensive team. Jamal Mosley is adamant about defense. The Knicks I'm worried about just because of these injuries right now. Mike Brown is a solid coach, but I'm kind of wait and see with what they're going to end up being. And the Cavs, it's just they have injuries at this point. Evan Mobley, if he takes another step, it could just straight be the Cavs, assuming that they get healthy at some point this year. You know, with Garland out, Strus is going to be out for a good portion of the regular season. If Evan Mobley takes a step to where he has to be considered maybe for that fifth first team all NBA slot, then the Cavs have a much better shot than I'm probably giving them in a playoff setting right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I know you've got something juicy. I'm going to guess it's either in the sixth man of the year market or the most improved market. I know you, and I know you're looking there.
So the number's long gone at this point, but I bet Reed Sheppard to be sixth man of the year before the Fred VanVleet injury, figuring he was going to get a good role. Looking at the screen right now at BetMGM, he's 20-1. I have him at 200-1 and 150-1.
Oh, my God, dude.
So – yeah, those are...
Where were those texts?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I know. I wasn't as great this offseason with the texts. Believe me, I have so many CLV sandwiches that are going to turn into absolutely nothing this year, but they're going to look great on a spreadsheet until I put an L there. That's one that I really think there. One thing with that market, with the six man of the year market, DeAndre Hunter is one of the favorites. Depending on what book he at, he's either the favorite or the second favorite. I don't think he's going to qualify. I think he's going to start too often because Max Strus is out a large portion of the season. So even when Strus, he's probably going to be out at least half of the regular season, even when he comes back, he's probably not going to be starting right away. So, and Atkinson has talked about how he likes DeAndre Hunter with the starting lineup. I don't think he's going to play enough games off the bench to even qualify. So I like the fact that we've got a, hashtag vulnerable favorite here, but as I look at that market, I really think Naz Reid has a good opportunity, but a lot of the names that are, towards the favorites of the board are not your traditional candidates. I don't know if I can trust Jordan Clarkson on the Knicks, or if he's dust, is he even the best guy to go with, or is it Josh Hart who's hurt right now, or Deuce McBride? You can get long odds on Deuce McBride to be sixth man of the year if you're looking for someone off the Knicks. If it's the Rockets, could it be Tari Eason instead? I don't know. He fouls too much, and he's not necessarily as much of a scorer. Anthony Simons with the Celtics, he's going to be the guy that comes off the bench with Pritchard starting. He might not last the season on that team because he's the easiest salary for them to trade to get out of the luxury tax altogether. to be able to reset some of their repeater tax penalties, which is a thing that you just have to think about in this, you know, in this apron era that we're in right now, that especially for a Celtics team that is, you know, not going to be near as good this year and not a contender, they're going to take that stuff into account a little bit more. So when you start taking some of those names out, it's like Naz Reid, and then maybe you look at some guys down the board.
I feel like every year you have a ticket live at a good number for coach of the year. So let's hit on that. Are there any names you like there? Any numbers? And why is it Billy Donovan at 60?
Okay. It is most definitely not Billy Donovan at 60 at all. It is Chris Finch at 35 with Minnesota. The big variable with Minnesota is their young guys off the bench. Can Rob Dillingham step into a secondary playmaker role? You know, especially if you have like Dante DiVincenzo may end the year starting over Mike Conley. You know, Mike Conley's just, it's nothing against Mike Conley. He's just old. Like, it's tough to keep asking him to do as much as he has. But if a guy like Terrence Shannon Jr. can take another step, you know, they have guys that are off the bench along with some of their vets like Naz Reid that I really think they have an opportunity just because they didn't really have a whole lot change in the offseason. They're kind of a boring team and people don't want to think about them. And, you know, nobody likes Rudy Gobert and people don't like Julius Randle. So they're not the most fun team to think about, but I think they're a team that could absolutely be, if you told me they were the 2 or 3 seed in the West, I would not be shocked at all. And I think that could really get him some consideration for coach of the year, especially, you know, if you're seeing him have to change some things up in their rotation from what they've done in the past, just to be able to make them more viable in that regard. And then if Miami gets off to a hot start, which I don't necessarily think they will, I would think, like, I haven't bet Spoelstra, but if Miami starts well, I'm going to look to at least get some sort of action on Eric Spoelstra because he's never won the award. And if he's even close, I think there are going to be people that are going to want to get him that award as more of a career achievement thing.
Mm-hmm. We have about a minute left. I thought, you know, Bulls will win 40, get the 9th seed, lose in the play-in game. Like, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. The win total is only 32.5. What am I missing here?
I think it should be a slight over. The thing is, they had a lot of luck defensively last year. Opponents shot terribly from three. They got a lot of opportunities. They just didn't make those opportunities. You also had Vooch shoot like 40% from three. If he comes down from that and he slows down even more, just, you know, by the nature of his age, what do they have? Zach Collins is out for a while. Jalen Smith, okay. Like, that's what you have. I think their defense could regress pretty significantly, even though Billy Donovan is a pretty good coach when it comes to just manufacturing a solid defense. And one thing I think, too, is the Bulls played really fast last year, and that caught a lot of teams off guard. At least this far, you know, right now, a lot of teams are saying they want to play faster and they want to press a little bit more. So yeah. If you're going to be seeing that more often, what the Bulls did to, you know, manufacture some extra wins is not going to be as unique this year. So teams are going to be more prepared for it. So I think they're a slight over.
Campy, do you have 5 minutes on the other side to talk MVP and a couple other awards? All right, cool. We'll do that on the other side. People love MVP. I want to get some thoughts on that one as well. We'll keep things rolling. NBA Futures. Rick Camp is with us. Joe O. Sammy P. You got bet sweats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.